Hey, what it do, people? It's your man Animal Brown checking in. Episode 314 of the On Deck TV podcast is here. All right, we are breaking down that Jeezy album. You know how we get down. We're going to rate, review, debate, and discuss it. Now, this week's episode is brought to you by TheHoodGeek.com. TheHoodGeek.com encourages you to embrace your genius. I do that every week on this show. Your true power resides within your why. Your story paints the picture and identifies the path you overcame. Be unapologetically you. If that message resonates with you, visit TheHoodGeek.com and support by copying a t-shirt or a hat. Also, this episode is brought to you by Patreon.com. Patreon.com/RealVille. Go there for new album reviews by yours truly. You can listen to album reviews of YB and Cordae, Benny the Butcher, DJ Mustard, and many others. New reviews every Tuesday. More tiers and more content coming very soon. Visit Patreon.com/RealVille or click the link in the show notes. And as always, this episode is also brought to you by RealVille Media. Go to RealVilleMedia.com. Check out all the shows on the network.
All the shows on the network consist of FSP, and that's the Full Sport Press Podcast. We got J-Ho, we got Big Jeff, we got How Weezy, and we got FSP Cameraman giving you great content every week. This week, the college football preview. Dope episode, and it dropped early on your head. And to keep the feed rolling, we hit you over the head with a brand new Cap and Jay-Z real nigga discussion is what we calling it. So check that out. We had some features. It was a great time. Shout out my guys over there at Dead End. Also, Fresher Than Your Average Pod, issue number 51. Animal Brown, J-Hove, giving you the latest and greatest in fashion. Brand new name, but the same great content. And the brand new issue of Snow School. A lot of work going on over here at Realville. Snow School will be back in 2 weeks. Y'all can get to that. But for now, we get into this hip-hop shit. On to the podcast.
Hey, what it do, what the business is?
It's another week in the books. It's the On Deck TV podcast. I am Spike Lou.
Man, holler at your boy Animal Brown, Animal underscore Brown, if you're looking for me.
I am Spike Lou on the same social media networks.
You sure?
Yeah.
Producer M Extra was goody.
What's going on? It's your boy M Extra Povolone, M Extra Mozzarella, M Extra Parmesan in the building. What's going on?
Stomach gonna be fucked up if you lactose.
M Extra Dairy.
Jesus.
Yeah. MXTRA and the number 3 on all things social media.
There it is. Lou, what you have on deck for the weekend?
Man, you know, I got to get into Mind Hunters this weekend. Y'all tried to shit on it in the group chat.
You've been pumping this Mind Hunters, and no one is listening.
I was pumping Succession, actually, and that was fire as usual. But now, Mind Hunters talking about the Atlanta child murders.
Yeah, I've heard.
Definitely know you would like that.
Heard enough about it.
It's pretty, I don't know about that. It's all right, though. It's definitely better than last season. It's getting good. So what'd you have up this weekend?
Man, a couple things. I finished The Sopranos finally.
You're welcome. You're welcome for that gift in your life.
It was good.
You're now blessed.
No, it was dope. It was dope. I understand
all
why
you
people
need is The Wire.
I gotta start The Wire. I understand why people put it in their top five. It's respectable.
Top three.
Nigga said respectable.
Or three. That's I get it.
Tony's
now
the GOAT though.
Tony was a savage. Tony's and he died at the end.
Beast.
He died at the end. If anybody was wondering,
he
got shot at the end. Yeah. He got shot.
David Chase confirmed it, sir.
No.
Fuck David Chase.
David Chase made the show.
I know he is. If he confirmed, he should have shown us if he died.
No, he didn't.
But that's how it go. That's a day in the life.
Bruh,
it was a very good explanation.
No. Real talk, though. And this is going to be quick. It's not actually left open to interpretation. They actually give you a pattern leading up to it.
I get it.
That which shows what he saw at the end, which is a black screen, which that means he got shot.
Well, we get it, but it was terrible. It was executed terrible.
Now, it was a genius ending.
Day of, it was terrible. But
yeah, day of,
it
was day of, it was terrible. When you deep dive into it, it made a lot of sense.
I'll never forget when that happened. I was like, wait, my TV fucking up?
Everybody said that. Yeah. And then real quick, I also went to go see Lil Duval Saturday night.
Shout out Lil Duval, man.
That was pretty funny. One of his funnier jokes. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
He said that he just started. Well, he said he's only been smoking weed for a couple of years.
Yes.
And he was like, I want to tell everybody in the crowd that doesn't smoke weed, hey, man, this shit actually not that bad. Like, y'all need to fuck with it. He said, but stay away from the edibles, the brownies. He said, stay away from that shit. He said he had an edible brownie.
Yeah.
And that shit had him so fucked up. he was leaving the crib just to go to the house. He said he walked to the garage and was like, damn, I got home quick than the motherfucker.
He ate too much, though. He ate too much.
Now, them edibles will get you. That gets you, but he ate too much, though. Yeah, you got to do it different when you're doing edibles. That's a totally
different
high.
You have to know your tolerance for the edibles.
Yeah, don't nobody smoke weed no more, totally so it really don't matter.
People smoking weed more than ever these days. What rocks along with the Sopranos that you've been living under?
What you got on deck? Or what you had on deck?
I didn't do much of anything. Working on
what? Shocker.
I didn't do much of anything this weekend. I took it easy. Labor Day weekend and this weekend. It's this weekend. I have a lot going on. So I took it easy this past weekend.
I can dig it, man. We got a lot to get into, man. Some very interesting topics. Of course, we are going to review Young Jeezy's last Def Jam album. The last Thug Motivation, allegedly.
Last of the series.
But we've got some things to talk about beforehand. Let's go Dame Dash first and foremost.
My guy.
Now, you probably heard or saw the interview Dame Dash had on the No Jumper podcast. Of course, the topic of Jay-Z was brought up. And in response to his thoughts on whether he told Jermaine Dupri to turn down the deal that he eventually took, he responded, quote, "Everybody know Jay ain't shit," end quote. Now, it's safe to say don't hold your breath for that Rockefeller reunion anytime soon, but details about the interview later surfaced when host Adam 22 held a live Q&A. Mm-hmm. He revealed that Dame asked for $500 for the interview. Now, knowing that, does it make you look at Dame differently?
Absolutely not. I come from, to steal M Extra's group chat words, I come from an older school as to where if I can get $500 out of nigga, regardless of how much I got, I'm getting $500 out of nigga. Mm. Now, it was clarified when Adam was saying it that it was for a haircut and his driver.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's fine.
Right.
I don't know if Dame had to pay either one of those. I just feel like that it's easy for Dame to be the scapegoat now since he's on the opposite end of people's opinion of Jay-Z. Like, even when Adam revealed this, he revealed it as if people were going to be like, oh, Dame Dash needs $500. Knowing good and well, that's not the scenario of the case, though. Like, it's just you want to continue to push a certain narrative because it's easy for people not to like Dame. It's easy for him because Dame's the asshole.
Yeah.
Even in the ain't shit statement, he's not saying Jay-Z ain't shit in the sense like, you know, like somebody regular would say it. He's saying in a sense how Dame would say it. He ain't saying he ain't shit. I'll never speak to him. I never talk to him. That's not my guy. He's saying, man, look, the proof is in the pudding. I see how he did me. I see what he doing now. He ain't shit. And that's how I'm putting it as Dame. I ain't saying he a bad guy. There are two things that can be true. He can be the great Jay-Z that's done all these social things. He can also be ain't shit to Dame just based off the business that they've had together. And I think Dame takes a lot of flack just because he is a loud, boisterous, outspoken one, and usually people think he's putting his foot in his mouth, but he's spitting a lot of game.
Yeah, and he does spit a lot of game sometimes. In this particular instance, do I look at Dame differently? I don't. I wouldn't expect anything other than for him to ask for $500 to do this interview.
He didn't ask for it, let's be clear.
That's what he said.
He said the people that my publicists were working with, Dame's people, said, is this a paid interview?
Right.
My publicist asked me, hey, Adam, are you willing to pay Dame?
Right.
He said, how much does he want? And the dude said $500. Now, that sounds like to me a nigga like, hey, Dame, these guys want to interview. A nigga that ain't in the business, one of Dame homeboys. And Dame like, all right, set it up. Who is it? Tell me about him. All right, it's this nigga right here on YouTube. I think I can get something out of him. I'll do what you do. That's how it sounds like it happened to me.
Actually, no, it doesn't sound like that at all. You just put together a very nice fairy tale that sounds like good because you're a Dame fan.
Yeah, boy, I'm talking about a lot of bail you shooting this man.
Yeah, you shooting him way more than $500 worth of bail. Like,
I mean, I can see how that happened.
I will say this, though, and neither one of us are in the game of counting Dame's pockets. We're not interested in any of that shit. But if you combine this with when his shoes mysteriously came up for sale not too long ago, it was about a year and some change, it 100% looks like Dame needs the money. And as we all know, perception is reality. And that's where I'm going to look at him just a little bit side-eye because Jay has went on to do Jay things. Biggs has went to jail, came out, and done big things since.
Facts.
And Dame has been treading water for the last 10, 15 years. So it looks crazy the person in third place is mad at the person in first place. When it comes to people that used to rock with each other, he comes off bitter. Mm. When he says Jay ain't shit, I know he was speaking business wise.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. he'll run with your idea, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. It actually came out that Jermaine Dupri said that he did not tell him to turn down that deal. Mm-hmm. So that was all for nothing. So Dame just threw him, put himself out there, shitted on his homeboy for no reason.
He said, you can ask. Like, see, you even not trying to put words in the mouth. He said, you can ask anybody Jay ain't shit. He ain't specified anything about Jermaine Dupri. It was regardless of that deal or not.
No, but it was in reaction to. The question, what do you think about him allegedly telling Jermaine Dupri not to take the deal and then him taking that same deal behind his back?
People have an expectancy for other people to mature as they do. And I think this is the case with Dame and Jay. People are expecting Dame to have grown up and grow like people are seeing Jay with Beyonce now. And that's not for everybody. Like, Dame is going to be Dame. We see this until the day that he died. And if people take that the wrong way, that's on them. It ain't on him to change because he's presented very outwardly what he is. And I think people try to manipulate that and are expecting something different, and it's not there. He is who he is, and it ain't disrespectful, and it ain't in malice that he's saying these things or doing this stuff, in my opinion.
I think
that him and Jay are still not A-OK, but they don't hate each other.
Clearly they're not A-OK, bro.
They don't hate each other.
Bro, nobody is coming on. First of all, he has to feel some type of way, and I know why he's angry. Look at the picture behind us. Look at his face. He's looked like this for the last 15 years, dude. I haven't seen Dame smile in over a decade. He's obviously bitter about something. He got out-hustled. That's what it sounds like. He's a hustler who got out-hustled, and he couldn't make another hove because that was the money. That was the meal ticket.
You're leaving holes in the explanation. Even when you say he's bitter of holes, H-O-L-E-S, you're saying he's bitter about something. On the interview, he's very clear that what he's mad about. He's like, you went and did something else that wasn't a part of the plan. And if you're going to go do something else that's not a part of the plan, then at least let me know. At least give me the decency of that. But none of that happened. So, yeah, he is bitter. Yeah, he did get the short end of the stick. Yeah, the plan didn't go as promised, I would assume, as they discussed it. And was that a fault of how he was acting? Probably so.
Clearly.
But at the same time, when business is conducted, there's an expectation when you're doing business with men that they're going to act like men and not go behind your back and do something.
Dame is beating a dead horse. How long has he been telling us this story? Because people keep asking him about it, though.
Adam 22 didn't get the – like, he didn't randomly bring Dame Dash on there to talk about his clothing line. He did it behind the Jay-Z deal so he could ask him about Jay-Z.
Right, I get what you're saying. But at the end of the day, Dame should handle it differently because he comes off as the same disgruntled person. Like, if you – it's one thing to say, you know what, this happened. I understand it happened. I explained long ago why it happened. But I'm doing this now. And I wish that brother the best. See, that's what you should do. But that's not in Dame's character.
That's not Dame Dash.
Right, right. And I'm getting to that. And his character has also been his gift and his curse.
True.
Because at the beginning, at the height of everything, that worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were popular.
Right. Right. But how he burned those bridges is what led to the demise of Dame Dash. And he continues to have that. Like, it's no humbleness inside of this man. And this is the problem. And that's what you can't conduct business that way. If you don't have it behind you, you can't run business as a tyrant
the
whole time.
You're telling him how he can't conduct business when niggas clearly ain't playing by the rules where they conduct business.
But that's what I'm saying.
Why is the expectation for Dame different just because he's loud and boisterous and people may not take him? He still deserves the same business etiquette that other people do.
No, people respect Dame for what he's done.
I'm not saying that they don't respect him. I'm saying that there's an expectation. Like even you said, that doesn't work for him now.
The reason it doesn't work is because people don't want to work with loud and boisterous people.
Right.
It's about who you want to work with.
Yeah. Just look at afterwards. Look at everything that's after. Like the currency deal fell apart. Mm-hmm. Everything he touches is like he might, this might work. And then just all of a sudden it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then you come off, like you just don't do things a certain way. Even when he was actually justified in doing what he did to the director, but
he's usually justified in what he does. The currency situation, he explained, and it was justified. Currency vouched with the same way. Even when he did, like the Jay thing, people know why he would be bitter, not to say Jay did the wrong thing.
Right, because it's three sides to every story.
Of course. He's the only one that seems to be.
Jay ain't said shit.
No, he's not. The whole Feel It in the Air song is about that. Like, it's about him talking to that.
If Beans went in his feelings, he'd say the same thing.
But you just said Dame was the only one. See what I'm saying? Like, Dame Dash is the one that's the loudest about it because that's in his personality.
Beanie Siegel pulled up to the B-side
person.
Show.
Okay, he's not the only person that feels this way, though.
Like they may have felt that way at a time, for sure.
True, and Dame Dash may be holding it the longest, but who was affected by it the most?
But as Hov said, Dame Dash. I don't see how niggas can be mad when I made them millionaires.
Yeah.
I do. shit. Like, I do, like, and that's his perception, and that's Dane's perception. It's just two different perceptions on it. It can be two rights to it. Jay definitely has a point, but Dame Dash has a point as well.
I'm not saying Dame is incorrect in his feelings,
because you can feel how about it wrong.
Yeah, I just feel like it's just, come on now. It's like 15 years afterwards. Yeah. It's like, bro, come on.
You see, I would want to see Dame be interviewed and asked about something non-Jay related. Yeah. I want
to
hear Dame.
I'd love to see that.
I would too. I want his little Netflix thing to pop. I want all that shit to go.
Yeah, but that ain't on Dame. Y'all know that. Like, people pull him out of the woodworks to talk about Jay. Like, this probably going to get Adam, what, $1 million, $2 million?
But as an interviewee, and you're media trained, he can just say two words and next subject.
Yeah, he could, but then that wouldn't be Dame Dash.
And that's why he's $500 for an interview.
And that may be why he charged him $500, because he knew he was going to sit there and have to talk about Jay and go through this. I just don't like the way Adam tried to play it. It's easy to plank that on Jay. I mean, excuse me, on Dame Blow. I had to give him $500. Nigga, relax. You got chucked out of $500.
Oh, come on.
He making that back a lot more on it.
Yeah,
no,
that
one he video. Said. See, did you listen to the video?
The live feed?
A million YouTube views get him $2,000.
Yeah, but he's got hella videos though. Like that's.
But
I'm
saying
he's
making it back on that one video. Like it, like getting $500. Yeah, it is. But getting $500 off that, you're right. He can make it back. But why are you bringing it up if it's not an issue in the first place? Why is it a thing for you? Like, I paid Dame Dash $500.
I don't think he made it an issue. I just think he thought it was awkward because he probably never had to do it.
It is awkward though.
It is awkward. If I say, you need $500 to come on my podcast, I need $500 to come on your podcast, and it's for my haircut, and I'm bald, and my driver.
Come on, man. Bald niggas go to the barber. Like,
do we? $500 worth?
You don't go to the barber?
For $500?
But do you go to the barber?
Dame ain't got no beard.
Nah, man, let's talk about how Dame talks about Funky Fresh and all this, and his outfit was terrible on that podcast.
His outfit was trash.
I ain't even watched the live. I listened to it.
It's between him and 50. Yeah, them niggas.
He looked like a Wendy's shift manager. That nigga had a...
He had nothing to do with that.
He had a tie with a short sleeve button up.
I'm here to defend his position, not his clothes.
If you don't get your fries on six, look at that ass up.
He did it like a fast food shift manager.
Yeah, man. Come on, man.
That's a fact.
I'm pretty confident Dame will flame both of y'all. Though. Y'all know he has them jokes.
Not nigga.
You think he can hang with Dame?
Nigga, I can hang with the best jokes.
If he got that fit on, it's a layup.
Playing the dozens?
It's a layup.
Man, come on. You better ask Westlake High School about me.
I'm going to do some research.
Do some research, man.
I'm going to do some
Class
research.
Class 02, everybody know about me.
I'm going to do some research and get back to you.
All right, man, let's move on, man. Famed toy maker Hasbro, home to some of the most popular toy brands like Monopoly and Mr. Potato Head, they now own Death Row Records. Now, how the hell did this happen, you ask? They purchased the British company Entertainment One, more commonly known as E1, for $4 billion. E1 owned Death Row after purchasing the label in 2013.
Yes.
No word on what plans that they will have for the legendary rap label, if any. But my question is, does this tarnish Death Row's legacy?
No, I actually think it's good for them to be. If Hasbro does something with it similar to what they're going to do with the rest of the E1 Entertainment brand, then I think it could be good to branch Death Row out to another generation of people that look at cartoons and that genre of stuff. You can take those names and make different games, Monopoly, like you said, action figures. And the reason that they did it in the first place is to make movie. The franchise Peppa Pig falls under E1 and is very big in China. So in order for them to get in the Chinese market, Hasbro bought that and try to get Peppa Pig. That's neither here nor there. But I do think I do think that Death Row is going to expand to another generation if they can find some creative people to do it. I wouldn't be mad at like a Boondock style adult cartoon, maybe based around Death Row, something funny, something similar to that. This new and innovative, I think it could work.
Yeah, don't hold your breath for that. Hasbro came out and said that they were focusing on family friendly entertainment, and that Death Row just happened to be owned by a company they bought. I don't think they have any plans to do anything with this other than sell it to somebody else.
Yeah,
Does this come with the catalog?
I want to know how many owners Death Row has had.
In the last, since 08, he filed for bankruptcy in 08. It's been, or maybe 06, but there's been several acquisitions. Dang. The highest ticket, it went for $220 million. What was that, like 2011, something around that time?
$220?
Yeah.
Man.
So that's crazy because Suge ain't seeing none. Like, that's after, because he filed for bankruptcy and it was auctioned off for like 20,000, something and crazy. And then that's, and the E1 sold it. I mean, they bought it from there. But it's just wild. It's been changing hands a lot, which is sad when you think about it.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, because you see where they were, but it's really all just karma.
I'd buy it if I was Puff.
Oh, man. He'd be a petty motherfucker. That's a lot of money, though, bro. Like, that shit was going up. I don't know why. Why would somebody buy it for $18,000 but then sell it and it's worth $225? Like, I don't know. Does that come with all the Pac shit? Does
that come with all Eyes on Me? We don't know. It can't be that. I think it's the difference in value.
The catalog and then the rights to the naming and all that stuff. Like, the Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg.
We going to make a movie with it?
Yeah.
If you can use those characters in something like a usable series, it would be all right. Or, like, action figures. They can make a movie with it too. They can make a movie with the rights.
Or get paid off of somebody making a movie, licensing the name.
Death Row movie, yeah.
Yeah, Hasbro not finna do shit with it though. They already said that they're focused on they're Mr. Potato Head, Monopoly, like fucking.
They're trying to get My Little Pony. That's what they're doing this for, to get into movies. They want to make the Peppa Pig.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with this acquisition. Like he said earlier, it just happened to be a part of the company that they acquired.
Yeah,
it's not like they had their eyes set on Death Row.
It's very funny though, and it's at the expense of Suge, but not a lot of people really are on Team Suge right now. Mm-hmm. So they're letting he's a little bit of an easy target to be like a punching bag right now because of what is alleged that he had done for the 10, 15, 20 years when they were running shit. Mm-hmm. So nobody's really showing any sympathy for Suge, but it is a bad look because they're making a mockery. It's a joke. Death Row's a joke now. Death Row Records is a joke. When you see fucking Mr. Potato Head on the Death Row logo and shit, it's a joke.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a punching bag, bro. That's hilarious. A punchline. That picture is hilarious.
And that's Mrs. Potato Head.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gotta put some respect on Mrs. Potato Head's name. Yes,
that's funny.
But yeah, this major fall off. Major fall off. Let this happen to anybody. That Murder Inc. had been bought by somebody, some goofy shit like this. People, man, 50 Cent had a field day.
All those labels gone, though. We were just talking about the Rockefeller demise, Death Row. What, Bad Boy is the last one standing? So Death Row, like, nobody strong.
Rockefeller reinvented themselves, Ska Rock Nation.
That's a good point.
No, I'm talking about the original Rockefeller. It's a new point. Death Row out there somewhere, I'm sure.
I hope not.
But it feel like all of those, the
well, you got Bad Boy,
major,
Cash Money,
the big labels that we had, and even Cash Money, like Stumbling. They got no Baby, Limit. They biggest artist right now? No Limit gone, Bad Boy is what it is.
It's rough.
Death Row.
You got to make way for the new ones, man. That's how it happens.
Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever. Shout out to the new record companies out there doing their thing. Shout out to QC. Man. Shout out to Dreamville. Shout out to TDE. All those.
Good music. Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's take it to Detroit, man. Some sad news out of the D. Mm. T Grizzly was in his car last Tuesday when he was shot at by an unknown gunman. His aunt turned manager was struck. She later died of injuries at the hospital. Details are still a little sketchy. But after another unfortunate rapper-related shooting, is it safe to say that moving away from your home should be mandatory for a rapper of his stature?
I still am not there on that. I still won't say that you got to get out of your hometown, because for the ones that have unfortunately passed and been taken away in their home state, there are people that are able to conduct themselves in their home state and they know how to move accordingly. Like I would say a T.I. I would say Snoop kind of hung around where he was from.
Right.
There's a couple of Chicago guys, but some of them got out of there too.
A lot of them got out of there.
Yeah, some of them got out of there as well. Very sad situation as far as that. I think people go home and they get lax as to how they move. You're familiar with the settings and the surroundings. You don't have as many people looking out for your best interest. You know what I'm saying? Like, all it takes is one nigga to be like, we over here, to the wrong nigga, and that wrong nigga pull up and you shooting. Yep. And you don't have that many people around doing stuff that you don't know about when you're outside of your hometown. But I don't think that moving or just staying out of your hometown is going to be the answer to it. You just have to move like you would if you were out of town. Like, you have to release that comfortable, I can be here, I can go out by myself when I'm in my city. The one thing I say about T.I., I mentioned him, every time that I seen him in Atlanta, it hasn't been with security every time. One thing that I notice every time I see him, he always on the go. He ain't never like stoops looking around. Like, even when I see him at the gas station, he got into it with that guy. Like, he was by himself. It wasn't nobody in the car, but he didn't get punked, but it didn't get escalated to a situation where he couldn't handle it. He did, look, man, look, this is how it is. Boom, I'm out of here. You mad because I won't take a picture with you? Nah, we ain't doing that. He know how to conduct himself. And I just say that to say it's possible, But it's very hard to do. And you have to make sure that you're paying special attention when you're at home as opposed to being more relaxed when you're at home. And that's what people tend to do.
Well, first and foremost, condolences to T. Grizzly and his family and close friends, fans as well.
Yeah, man. Sad situation.
That's a terrible situation. Now, here's the thing. T. Grizzly, in this instance, didn't have the opportunity to talk somebody down from something. He was in the car. It was a drive-by. They pulled up, shot the cop. It was in a truck, Escalade, I believe. Shot the car up, skirted off. We don't know what led up to that. Again, details are mad sketchy. I don't know if he got shot. I'm really not even sure of that. They haven't really said much of that. But, bro, I've been an advocate for once you get to a certain position, it's time for you to pack up and move, especially if you're going to move to somewhere where there'd be some more resources available to keep you out of trouble. Detroit, bro, I've been to Detroit probably 2-3 times in the last 2-3 years. Bro, it's nothing up in Detroit right now, bro. Like, it's they're downtown. Usually, when you go to a city, if everywhere else looks trash,
at least
the downtown is lit. Right. Yeah. Their downtown is down, bro. Like, it's toe the fuck down. Mm-hmm. So it's like, bro, they see you shining. T. Grizzly doing well for himself. His manager / auntie was key in getting him off parole, out of trouble, keeping him safe. Key in his career going to the heights that it's gone to. And to lose someone, not only a family member, but somebody that was that vital to you professionally, bro, it's a double dose.
Yeah.
So you have to – I'm sorry, bro. Like, I know that's cool. I'm still in my hometown. I'm still in my hood. Man, bro, fuck that. It's just not worth it. And so I think moving is key for anybody in his position and up.
Yeah, I just think it depends on where you're from. Because it's all about proximity and where – and like you said, Detroit is not a place like that. I believe Detroit – most people leave Detroit. I mean, that's just what it is. Detroit has been through such an economic hardship
for a minute now,
for a while, and it's just nothing pretty in Detroit at all. Sorry, Detroit. It's just not right now. You know, it's just so for him to be who he is and to be there. I don't know if you should just go automatically, but again, I just think it depends on where you're from. Like when 50 Cent had the song, I get as much money and run. If I run away from the hood and never come back to this motherfucker again.
Yep.
It's that type of situation because he was shot in his hood 9 times. So, I mean, if this is any indication, I just feel like it's where you're from. And Atlanta is spread out. So when you have.
You can be out the way.
Small when you're beefing, though. Yeah. Like you said last week.
No, it is. No, but. It is, and we see altercations all the time, but it's such a popping place that it's hard for you.
Cause one thing,
Young Dolph had beef in Memphis, but it came to L.A.
You got a good point.
And Charlotte.
Politics in the streets are different in Detroit and L.A., like Nipsey, what happened with him. Like, it's different shit going on with, like, you famous in Atlanta, you gonna get attention. Like, it's like motherfuckers gonna be there. It's hard for shit to happen to you because you're famous. Like y'all saying about Detroit, like it's different.
Yes.
Like it ain't hard for nothing to happen to you there. So you're right as far as where it is.
Yeah.
So that is a great point that you bring up. But I mean, it's gonna happen if it's gonna happen if you're not being careful. Just you got to be careful with the politics in places like Detroit and L.A. because things can get out of control quickly there, and like nobody gonna be there to save you because it's a whole different code that they're going about with the gang shit in L.A. and then with the money shit in Detroit. How to like. Real shit going on in Detroit.
And the reason I brought up Dolph, if it's real beef, it's going to follow you. So it doesn't matter.
And they were beefing about something else. Like we was talking about with Lucci and Young Thug. Yeah. Like that Dolph and Gotti shit is something. That's different.
So they can meet anywhere and it's a problem. See, with this, we don't know enough about the situation. So I won't say it's indicative for him to be home because this happened. Maybe it is a local person hating or maybe, but you
got
to understand.
He just got off tour too.
Right. Mm. Just got off tour, but he also had some beef with NBA YoungBoy when they was in Miami, right? It was like a shootout on the highway.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Oh, that was three grizzly people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly. Yes. Yeah. So, so you don't, it just depends. True. But like you said,
being that caliber, especially in the genre of hip hop,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's a street artist.
So,
you know, you really gotta be, man, fuck that. Like, you know how many people have left Chicago and left Detroit? Bro, you're asking for it, bro.
I would never say that.
You're not Okay, you're right. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
I feel like when you you have to be cognizant and aware that it could be you.
Yeah.
A lot of people walk around like that wouldn't happen to me. It could be anybody.
You can't get comfortable. And that's about it. Yeah. And people are more apt to get comfortable at home than anywhere else.
Yeah. We've
seen Buck move through our city. I seen T.I. move through this city. When people are, they move different, and you shouldn't. Like, once you get to a certain caliber, you got to move the same everywhere.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to your mama's house.
But that's what I'm saying. This had to be, we don't know if this random or not, because there's no way he could have fathomed his aunt would be shot because it wasn't like, oh, we had the security with me. You know what I'm saying? It was just like a random.
They were just riding.
Yeah, they were just riding.
I mean, y'all saw French with his security? Y'all saw him snap off?
I wonder what that was about. They said he got snuck.
Nah, they said somebody in his camp. There's more details on it now, but they said somebody in his camp got snuck.
But look, though, that's exactly what I was talking about with when I was talking about, that's exactly what I was talking about. You got to do your security like that, because look, my nigga, you the last line of defense. If your big ass here is just, not Future.
ASAP.
Yeah, when he was over there, your big ass here trying to explain shit, my nigga, we doomed.
Right.
Yeah. I would run a tight ship. It ain't none of that talking.
None of that.
Man.
Just like, French was doing. Like, you cross this line.
It's over with. Listen, French Montana is usually very
laid back.
Relaxed.
He was on one. Y'all go check that video out.
He was hot.
Yeah.
Hot. 38 hot.
So you got to do your security like that if they fuck up, because it's life or death right there.
That's true, especially nowadays.
I was just a Joe's day. Yo Gotti said this, actually. Like, I don't know if that nigga willing to die for me. I don't know. I'm just hiring some random nigga, I don't know that he gonna, like, do what he's supposed to do.
What was that comedian? Was it Kevin Hart? He said the security hit the ground. Somebody came through security, knocked him out, and the security got him. What happened? Nigga, your ass is fired.
That was Kevin Hart. First of all, you're fired.
You're fired.
Oh, shit. Unemployment, champ.
Before we get to this music break, let's talk music that came out this past weekend. Now, in addition to Jeezy's TM104 album, which we'll get to in a second, there was a good amount of projects that dropped, man. We had anticipated albums from Rhapsody and newcomer St. John. Missy Elliott returned with an EP. We also had low-key drops from Trader Truth, Jadena, Pee Wee Longway. There was a gang of shit, man.
Long way.
Which project caught your attention, not named TM104?
I was on the St. John. I like the St. John. I like the rollout. He has some dope-ass features and songs on there. It's a different vibe from everything that, you know, we've been getting here lately. So I liked his project. I liked how he put it together. The listening parties, I got to watch a little bit of that was online. It was fire.
I missed the listening party.
It looked like people was hype. It was on some YouTube clips that I seen.
Okay.
But it looked like people was hype to it. So I liked it. The St. John would be 1,000,000% my pick.
Yeah, I listened to the Rhapsody joint, and I was looking forward to what she was going to do bouncing back from that last project, which I was not feeling at all. I was going to wonder, and then listening to the single that she led off with that we played here a couple weeks ago, I was concerned, but her album is fire, though. Like, that's the Beauty and the Beast Rhapsody that I've been looking for ever since she dropped that project. That was super dope. I did like that St. John project, too, though. I'm a little worried he might be a little too all over the place. Like, he got Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, that song's hard.
No, the song is tough. The song is tough. But sometimes you can be so dope at many different things that it's hard to get an identity and find a lane. I hope he doesn't suffer from something like that, but it's very dope for coming out the gate, though. It was a super dope project.
Yeah, for me, it was Rhapsody, hands down. She had the best project of the week. I mean, she flowed on different beats. I mean, she murdered it. It was all around. It was just a great, great project. I love what her and Nines put together with this project. It was my favorite of the week, like I just said. But St. John, for real, an honorable mention for his project. And I liked it, Lane Strip Chip project as well.
St. John live up to your expectations?
Yes. For me, it did.
All right.
Yes. And because I know what I was expecting out of St. John. Yeah.
And keep it real, though, that Rhapsody song you played is the worst song on the album.
Easily.
Keep it real.
You tried to sabotage her rollout.
That song is trash,
I don't think
bro.
She has.
She trying to sabotage her rollout, man. If I didn't know no better, I wouldn't even listen to the album, but I know Rhapsody.
The video
beast.
Was fire with it. I don't think it's a bad song on the project. That's my
opinion.
That song is the worst song on the project, bro.
It might be, but it's not. It's
okay.
It's not
as
a bad.
As long as you admit that.
Not admit that. I just said it's not a bad song on the project.
Motherfuckers gave me hell online for saying that song was whack, and that shit was
as
whack.
They should give you hell.
Shout out my guy Dame Diddy, man.
Yeah, Dame, what
that
up?
Shit was
Dame.
Whack.
Yeah, Dame, when you gonna let them know I won this, the game?
Ah, man, spoiler alert, Jesus.
Shout out to Dame Diddy, man. Hey, what we got on this music break, sir?
Our first music break we have this week. This is a new record from Guap Dad featuring Black called Prada Process. You think I like pulling up and hurting feelings? You think I like crushing egos on niggas trying to reload? Because I know they not shooting niggas. Look at what I had to do with us. How you felt, band camp, you could have blew with us. Elevator sent way down to move them up. You doing right, but we don't care, we call that doing rust. Take the end out of munch, cause you not eating much. I got my bread in the crunch like I'm eat Dutch. Yeah, the wave started micro, we heating up. I left my left eye open, niggas creeping up. I got chilly, I was rapping in bars in Atlanta. Pulled up in the Uber, J. Cole, he took the Phantom. Going ghost on the Buster, my go yard is mustard. The Cartier Crow, Rich Creek, I'm eating cuss. Flew a bitch from Buffalo, my Cartier's Buffalo, my wing sauce is Buffalo, I'm way too hot. I worked the dough like a Domino's, they spotted him like dominoes and knocked him down like dominoes, his ass got popped. Oh my mama. We are back. That was Guap Dad featuring Six Black. Six Black.
Six Black.
Called Prada Process. How you feel about that, sir?
Sound like a scammer song. But I'm glad Guap Dad is staying in his lane because he's a scammer. So,
that's 100%.
I'm not mad at the song, man. It's a funny song. He got some funny little bars in there. I can't think of the one that it was right now that was funny to me, but I liked it. I liked the little triple entendre thing that he tried to do in there. But Guap Dad is funny to me. He's more of a character than a rapper, but I ain't knocking him. So I liked it.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it. That song went nothing. I haven't caught the Guap Dad hype yet. I'm waiting on the record that I fuck with to entice me, but this ain't it.
Oh, it's a hater. That's alert. Funny. This song was to let you guys on the inside of how much of a hater Animal Brown is. He thought Guap Dad was from Atlanta.
Okay. Oh, I did. I'm not gonna lie. I ain't know where it was from, but if you gun to my head, I would have said Atlanta.
Guap Dad 4000 is from the Bay Area. I like this record a lot. I like everything that Black adds to anybody's song.
Six
so
Black.
So yeah. Anything that Black adds, I'm fucking
six
with.
Black.
So pronounce I like this Black. Song a lot. No, it's pronounced Black. I'm from six Atlanta. Black. I'm obviously the only one from Atlanta on this panel.
You're obviously the only one that calls
Black.
Him Black.
No, everyone calls
six
him Black.
Six Black. Shout out Six Black. He had a whole Black. Song addressing people. Calling
yeah,
him six
calling
Black.
Him wrong. He was wrong. That's not his name.
Obviously, we're not the only ones that think that.
There we go.
Six Black.
It's just Black. Shout out to Zone 6.
Yeah, that's on one
Shout out Six Black.
Song was fire.
All right, guys. Now we're talking Jeezy. TM 104. Now he had teased leading up to this project that this would be his last. He clarified that on Breakfast Club, saying this was his last on Def Jam and probably the last Thug Motivation installment. You know how we get down, man. Initial thoughts. Expectations. Initial thoughts. Highlights. Lowlights. All that good shit. Lou, going into this as the biggest Jeezy fan still left,
facts.
What
Big
were your
facts.
Expectations going into this last album?
I was highly, highly, highly medium excited.
What?
Nah, I ain't gonna act like I was just waiting on this Jeezy album, but I was happy to see what the Thug 104 was coming out. I'm a Jeezy fan, as you stated. Best concert I ever been to was his 10-year anniversary concert of TM 101. So that being said, my expectations based off the last couple of Jeezys though weren't as high as they could have been. Jeezy went this route where he was a preacher and activist for a second, then he came back to us and it was kind of in the middle doing his grown man stuff. We really just wanted an older snowman. That's all.
Yep.
And I think he finally realized that. I wish we could have cut out some of the church in the streets and other shit prior to this.
Oh, wow.
This was.
Said church and shit in the same. I'm just
great. You got to talk to me on another podcast about that. Right. But I can address it if you like to. No. This was what I would expect from this age over Jeezy when I finally got to digest it. What were your expectations?
My expectations were somewhere between low and medium. I didn't really like the last
Jesus Christ,
project.
No respect.
Yeah, absolutely not. I didn't like the last project, the Pressure album. That really didn't do nothing for me. Whenever somebody says, yo, this is my last album, I'm already skeptical. We've heard that a thousand times. Countless people have tried that, Jay. Too short. That's
getting it.
That's a gimmick. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that. That's you drumming up attention for your project. So that let me know that the quality is probably lacking.
Well, that's hating because you said he clearly clarified.
Yeah,
it was on
definitely.
Yeah, the day it came out on Breakfast Club.
Jesus Christ! A week before.
Nice try, Jesus.
A week before. Right, your hater just mad that Ross didn't do it. Yeah, you wanted Ross to do it. That's the thing.
Yeah. Then you're going back to the Thug Motivation, bro. You going back to this well for the fourth time. That's kind of it's a
series.
It's played out.
Ooh. Like the Carter series was played out after Carter.
Those were
five.
Actually good.
Come on, man. This,
which leads me to my initial thoughts.
Carter 5 was good.
He said that this was his last album on Def Jam. This sounded like his first album on an independent label. I'm listening to this 104 shit.
Man, we was in here talking about E-40 the other week and you were praising exactly. This sounds way better than E-40.
You took the words out of my mouth.
This is way better than that E-40.
Definitely
buddy.
Better than that E-40 album.
First and foremost, the quality is nowhere near the same as it normally is for a Def Jam major label project.
What?
Cats on here don't sound like how they gonna sound like at all time.
No, I didn't like
that.
Gunna
song was good.
Hold on, does Ty Dolla Sign sound like that all the time? Keep it real.
That sounded old.
The whole album sounds old.
Because that was a sample from an old song. It was a remake of an old song. That was bad.
I know that was a remake, but I'm saying Ty Dolla Sign as of late has been bodying hooks.
That's two songs out of an 18 song album.
But I'm saying I don't know what brand cup and string Jeezy used to record this shit on. But it was fucking terrible. You can't tell me the quality. Go back two albums prior to this and listen to the quality and then play this album, bro. It sounds terrible. Bro, no. It sounds like an independent album.
That's
bro.
For you, though. That's I don't for like what niggas you're talking that about. Do engineering and mixing and just worrying about sound. Like, I've heard nobody, I mean nobody, say, oh, the quality of the sound, it just isn't that good for this album. Relax.
Yeah.
Bro. If that's where you got to go to hate on Jeezy, like last album at this point, then I think we're doing really good.
I think you're Beats headphones.
Yeah, I think
we're
really doing. Yeah, you actually. Yeah, you may need some new headphones.
Yeah. You might want to invest in these Sonys right here.
No, first some Bose or something like that.
My headphones are top notch, A1. And bro, it sounded like, you know how when Jim Jones went independent and he came out with that bullshit like The Kitchen and all of them bullshit ass independent albums him and Cam came out with, and then Jim got with Roc Nation and these last two have been fire.
Bro.
That's what this is. Boy,
did you
it sounds like
to
an
this in the car?
I was about to say it's Knox in the car. I don't know what
nigga,
you
Knox
saying.
What? This doesn't Knox.
It sounds like every if this went off, like I was listening to this, it went off. And the Rick Ross album came on after it sounded the exact same.
Goddamn lie.
It sounded the I didn't have to adjust the volume. Nothing changed.
Bruh.
It sounded the exact same,
this
bro.
The quality in this is terrible, bro.
Oh, I knew.
And watch the comments when this comes out. They're going to be like, man, you're right, bro. This shit
I don't think
other engineer niggas like you might say
no,
that.
No, other niggas
ain't
with
no
two
regular,
ears.
Ain't no regular nigga just listening to rap was like, hey, the sound quality on this is just not good, bro. It's not good.
No, I think Ross quality is better. Don't get me wrong.
Thank you.
The production is a little better.
Are you talking about the sound of it or are you talking about
sounds,
the sound of it?
Yeah,
like,
but
which
I,
one do you mean?
It sounds more crisp.
More thank
rock,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just was agreeing with me.
I pick up everything on my headphones. That's what I'm saying. God. However, but I think they did this intentionally on this album. Like it's supposed to have a gritty feel to it, and that's what I like.
Similar
about
to
it.
J. Cole's 2014.
No, he cut cost. That's what this is. This is called cutting cost.
Well, that's on Def Jam.
This
that
is called
Jesus.
Recording in your house because you have no budget. All
right. If that's the case, if he's going, Def Jam is over the mixing of this, right?
I don't know.
You know how now you have no idea how making a record works. All of a sudden, you're clueless. Def Jam is over the mixing of this record and the sound quality.
They give money for a budget and whatever you can do with that budget.
Right,
he was clearly cutting corners
right,
with
and
this
if
album.
I paid you a budget and I know you're supposed to have top-notch sound quality and you send this to me and it sound like you say it and I'm Def Jam, this ain't coming out.
This is trash, bro. Yeah. It doesn't sound good, bro.
Exactly.
It doesn't sound good.
Nah.
So your initial thoughts when you heard it, you liked it? What were your initial thoughts when you
when
ran
I first
it
heard
the
album?
Time?
I thought it was average, about fitting my expectations or medium expectations. Nothing stood out to me like, oh, this is a banger. I continue to go back to it. I did like the intro.
The intro is fire.
Entrepreneur. I like you're a guy on there talking on there. I can't Martin
Gary
Scripp,
V.
Gary
put some
v,
respect
Gary
on his
v.
name.
I liked him on there talking. If I'm gonna go from there, I like Big Shit. Look like. Then he started getting to the. I feel like that he don't have to do songs like. Oh yeah, with Ball Greasy. He ain't got to do songs like.
You kind of sound like Ball Greasy when you just said that.
I like Ball Greasy on that Ross too. So I was really mad about that. Play It Safe and the female songs that Jeezy was trying to fake like the fake love that he was trying to do just because it, filling out an album. I don't think at this point in his career he needs to do that. So that was kind of what took it off for me. Yeah, he could have knocked like five songs off here, made it short, sweet, to the point. Last album from Def Jam, and I'm deuced out, I'm gone. You got Jeezy, hard banging trap music, and we done. He just stretched it a little thin with my initial thoughts on it.
I'm going to get to my highlights because this is going to be very quick. The opening and the closing were both highlights.
Yeah.
The intro was dope. It should have been longer. He should have had the beat, the drums in there a little bit longer because the beat was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
well, I do give you that. I was waiting on the beat to drop.
To drop.
For a second.
Yeah, and then once it did drop, it went on for about 8 bars and it stopped. And I was like, okay. Like that was a little too quick. The outro was fire. About Mom Dukes,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That
Kevin
was a
Durant
super
snippet. That was fire.
Hey, the real MVP. Listen,
that speech going down in history.
Yeah, that was a classic.
Top
speech.
Three speeches ever.
Yeah, already. That was a classic. It's
already
bro.
In history for sure.
If you give me some smooth pianos with strings and have John Legend over there, like that, it's impossible for you to lose in that scenario.
Yeah. Shout out to John Legend, man. He don't get this.
He
credit,
bodied
man.
It.
John Great, man, he's a beast.
John Legend bodied that. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the few songs that sound like it was recorded this century. Other than that, bro, I like the song with CeeLo. I did like that.
That
the Already
hard.
Rich.
I like that.
CeeLo, he bodied that. Now, that's not to say that the song didn't sound dated, but CeeLo killed it so well that I was like, okay, this is a dope song. But other than that, it's quiet.
I like Big Shit.
It's quiet.
I think it was old school Jeezy. I like Look Like Mr. Pyrex. I think
Mr. Pyrex is slow.
On second listen. At first one I didn't, but on second listen, I like Mr. Pyrex. It's Jeezy, and I like that he's still doing what people want him to do. He ain't trying to go outside of the box too much. He's still going to give you a song like Mr. Pyrex, which is why I like it. Now, I ain't an old nigga in the club banging Mr. Pyrex. I wouldn't expect that to happen, or I wouldn't expect people to be doing it there, but to consume a Jeezy album and to have this on there makes sense to me.
You can't tell me the quality of these songs that you're naming is up to par with the better Jeezy records that he's put out, bro. Like, he's clearly past
his
prime.
I never said he was in his prime, though. Like, that's not my argument. I'm saying that for where he is in his career, this album sounds great.
Oh, my God.
Now, you're telling me about a nigga out his prime and you calling him Larry Holmes and shit. Like, yeah, that's cool. But still remember where he is in his career.
Great.
A nigga talking about his last album and you ain't saying, oh, this doesn't measure up to Trap or Die. That was 15 years ago. The nigga got one subject matter. I sell dope. How long y'all want him to stretch this out, dude?
So you're saying it sounds great.
He asked me at this stage
bananas.
Of his career.
Okay.
You put the whole context of the question now. At this stage of his career for a last album.
So let me ask you this.
He not Jay-Z. Go listen to Too Short last album, nigga.
Oh, let me ask you a question.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a question.
Compare him and Jeezy.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm waiting.
Is this TM-104? Is Dime Trap better than TM-104?
Yes.
They right there. They even.
No.
I would say this, Ross, Port of Miami, and Dime Trap are all
fuck
even. For the stars that T.I., Jeezy, and Rick Ross was, these are great send-off albums for all three of them.
No. Okay. But Dime Trap is better than this easily.
Yeah, it is.
Because T.I., what'd you say about T.I.? He's a better rapper than Jeezy.
No, I just asked you which one was better, though.
Okay. But in comparison to each other, if T.I. is a better lyricist for his last album, Dime Trap is what I would expect.
Okay,
for Jeezy and what he does for that last album, it's what I would expect.
Okay.
For Ross and what he does for that last album, it's what I would expect.
Okay.
How did you feel about it? What was you fucking with on him?
I was in the middle of the roll on this album.
Literally, like on 85?
<It's> a fact. 20 E's head. So, but I don't dislike it totally. It's some songs that definitely stood out. I agree with the intro, hard. The last song is hard. I love MLK Boulevard with Meek. That was a dope song.
Meek saved it.
What?
Saved it.
I even liked the record with Ross.
06.
Yeah, and I don't know. Like, when I was listening to it in my car, I enjoyed the beat. It was, like, I enjoyed the 808s. I enjoyed all of that.
Jordan with the Wizards, people.
Hey, I
that's
mean,
20
I mean,
a game.
Shaq
what were you expecting?
Shaq with the Celtics, people.
That's cap.
Jordan with the Wizards was right.
That's cap.
You got Rasheed with the Pistons.
Yeah.
That's a ring.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
stop.
That's what
no,
is.
That's a ring, nigga.
That's
stop.
Rasheed with the Pistons, nigga.
Yeah.
Can't jump no more, but I still got skills, and I'm going to bust his three and talk crazy, and I got deep pause.
Yeah, you got your hater cap on when it started with Guap Dead, I see.
I think you're trying to compare him to Ross, and that's what, like,
no, hell no. I haven't brought up Ross' name until y'all niggas did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I mean,
asked me, was it better?
I feel like all those people are in the same lane. So I am. I compare them to Tip and Ross.
Well, if we're comparing him to Tip and Ross, then that album, I don't think it's like up there with theirs. But no. I it's the expectation that I had.
I was a little underwhelmed with this album. I can say that. But it's not a bad album. It's not trash and all this extra that you're doing. All this, oh my God, I can't believe it.
It's not a good album.
It's not like sonically what I was looking for.
It's not a good album. What didn't work? What were your lowlights on the project?
Man, I hate that he still try for those like girly type songs that he does. Like, I don't need the song with Queen Naija.
Oh, that song is trash.
Oh my God, get that out of here. Play it safe. You can let that ride. And I ain't really like MLK Boulevard, period. Like, it wasn't just that. And he could have used, like, if Ball Greasy had been like that type of style and flow that he was using on the Ross album on this, it would have went better.
Yeah.
But I like the song, the subject matter of that song.
Low lights, obviously the quality. that's obvious. Like, it sounded like an independent album. Like, this is what it sounds like when you leave your major label.
I don't know what you're saying. That's not true at all.
But I promise you.
Independent albums sound great these days. I don't know what
you're talking
about.
Not this one. Not this one, bro.
Come on, Mr. Holland's Opus.
The quality is trash. And then one of the better
Mr.
songs.
Holland's Opus.
That was funny. He made the same mistake that he made on his last one. One of the best songs, this intro, was too short. The last album, arguably the best song on there, was the Valet skit, which was way too fucking short. Like, he made the best song too short twice in a row. I don't
That's
know how the fuck
are doing
he did
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, brother.
Nah,
yeah, that is a trend in music.
He's not streaming.
He's not making music for kids. Yeah, he's making music
still
for niggas that still
game.
Buy CDs.
He's playing the game that the kids
are
in.
Yeah, when Kirsten was here, she explained that. It's just a part of the game right now.
If the hottest song on there, going to be the shortest song.
Yeah.
You're going to restream it, motherfucker.
Thanks, Summer Walker and her team for that.
At 6 Lakh.
Jesus.
This album, no, I think. Your boy Lil Pump, when he charted with the shortest song.
If we're gonna be honest, I'm gonna tell y'all who was doing this a minute
Little
ago.
Little Pump,
Frank Ocean was doing this a while ago with that.
He wasn't charting
Acura
though.
Integra,
but he wasn't charting with that shit though. I know what you're saying with the mixtape.
Yeah, with like the short songs and shit.
Yeah, I get.
I'm talking about the reason they're doing it now is different.
Ah, okay, yeah. I get you that.
Yeah, this album ain't it.
This nigga's sick.
It's just flat out. It's just not it. There's a lot of songs here that are. Remember when? So this is what I saw a lot about that Ross last week. People were like, it's cool, it's Ross, but it's a step down from the Ross that we're used to. Like, it's like, okay, I get it, but it's just not when you match it with someone who is. It's like, yeah, it's still him, but it's not quite.
That's perfect.
This is five notches under what Jeezy's highlight is used to be.
You got
to
stop it.
What Jeezy are you talking about, bro?
Nigga, probably like 4 albums ago. Because the pressure was some slaw.
You prawning it on extra thick.
Yeah, the last album wasn't slaw?
You're doing a lot. Right now,
how many
on
albums?
The Jeezy album. I'm not an advocate for any of the last albums.
That's what I'm saying.
But this ain't 5 levels below those.
Damn near. Mm-hmm. How many albums y'all think you got major label right now off the top of your head? What's 8? The number?
A Jeezy album?
Yep.
I think it was what, 7, 8?
He has 9.
Okay, we're close.
That's crazy. Nah, just more than I thought. I didn't realize he had 9 major labels.
Ross got 9.
Ross got 10. Yeah, Ross got 10.
That makes sense.
Jeezy's been around since what, 05?
Yeah. Same year they came out pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, all of them hit the mainstream at the same time.
Tip was a little earlier than both of them.
True.
Yeah.
If I had to give this a rating on our esteemed scale, I'm going to go 2 reels. It's below average.
This nigga's sick.
And I'm being so generous. Like, the Kevin Durant skit saved this motherfucking album.
Wow. Because
that shit, hey, listen, the Kevin Durant joint, when that motherfucker, when he had the pianos playing in the background in that goddamn speech, 25 to life tears rolling down my goddamn face. This saved the album. You hear me?
Yeah.
Saved it.
I'm going to go 3. It's good. Like you say, it was a good analogy where you say it's not the Jeezy that I'm used to, that I've, you know, the music that I fell in love with and I feel like created the trap sound. It's not that.
Hell no.
But it's an expectation of what you would have 10 years after that started.
Right.
So I give it 3. It's good.
Good worth streaming.
I'm going to give it 3 as well because I found myself reminiscing to that time when I was listening to this album. Mm-hmm. So, it's definitely worth streaming for sure. Just off the strength of Jeezy is a legend in this game.
Bitch.
So, for sure, I give it 3.
I ain't going to lie, though. I was hot with that clip you sent with the weather shit. That was some slaw.
Oh, he was doing the weather. You see what I'm saying?
I don't know who told him that was a good idea. With the Chucks and the big boy long socks on, bro?
He looked crazy. Freddie Gibbs had a nice laugh at that, too. That was pretty funny.
Of course he would.
Yeah, shout out to Gangsta Gibbs.
Freddie Gibbs album frying this shit.
Yeah, it is. I ain't going to lie.
Barbecuing it.
It is, bro.
You got one nigga that's still trying to be successful. You got one nigga that done been through the game and been successful, so he got a lot more hunger on his album.
It sounds good.
If he got a lot more hunger, sounds good. Banana's
better than this easily.
If Jeezy still has fans after this, then he's got fans for life. Because first of all, it will never get worse than this.
I want to shout out. I got a group text with some guys that were highly praising this album.
Oh my god!
Shout out to Snap.
Oh, is that the one you sent us?
Yeah,
they need to be drug tested immediately.
That's my guy.
They're gonna fail it. They're definitely failing that drug test.
That's my guy.
Shout
but come
out my
on,
guys.
Bro.
It's some niggas. Like I was just saying to say, it's some niggas that were comparing this to his first album.
That's Cal.
Oh, they were comparing. To the blueprint.
The cap on the album.
Oh, that's what it. Oh,
they compared this album to the blueprint. Yeah. They said that this is his.
They were just fucking with you.
They may have been. They really need a psych eval. Right
yeah,
now.
They were just fucking with you.
Psych evaluation, right?
Hey, man,
because this ain't it.
It's people out there that are at a certain point in their life where this is what they want to hear.
This is borderline slaw, bro. Like,
no, I'm not going to. You got to stop kicking the
it's
mud.
It's a bad song.
You're mud slinging.
Bro, you'll sit here and tell me the shit like Yeezus and that new Kanye is bang.
Fire.
He ain't missed, but you'll tell me this is some slaw.
Fire.
Like, at least have the same.
I mean, I will say that when we just talked about the releases, I didn't listen to Jeezy as much as I thought I would. Because
yeah.
I was on that rap heavy and that St. John heavy.
You can delete this though. Out your
no, I won't do that. I just said it's good work streaming, so I'm gonna keep it. Because there's some bangers on here that I would definitely put on
your
playlist
add to your song.
For sure.
Add to your playlist.
CeeLo and Durant saved this nigga album, and I never thought I'd say that about a Jeezy album.
Yeah,
it's tough trying to come out with.
But you got your hater hat on today, so.
And you probably listened to that Rhapsody, then listened to the Jeezy.
No, I listened to this first.
As you should. Perfect setup.
Got him.
Hey, what's this music break?
Got him.
Please play something better than what the fuck was on this.
Oh, bro, you true. Our next music break is a newcomer straight out of East Point. Shout out to 1010. This is The Great Eight featuring the King himself, T.I. It's called 8 Mode. Check it out.
What's it?
Blood diamonds in my chain. Walking looking like elite. Fish scale, I'm a brick. Miami with a bitch. We don't sleep, cause we want the flow seat. Got prices, they real cheap. With a fine freak, try to snort up a key. She try her best, but her nose weak. Beast mode, hope you suckers are ready. I'm with the mall spaghetti. Whipping the bins like Bentley. Destiny child with Kelly. Made for it, when niggas got paid for it. No shower and shade for it. Stay down, stack it up to the ceiling. You know we work like a slave for it. Nigga, we scrape. My intentions are great. Cause I want that high by the lake. I like when they hate. Tuck your bitch out on the date. Fuck her and feed her the flake. I'm with the game. Know that we keeping the flame. Debo not tucking my chain. Never go for the games. I won't go out like a lane. Send shot straight to your brain. 8 Mode. They got me in.
We are back. That was The Great 8 featuring T.I. 8 Mode. How you feel about that?
That's the shit right there. Shout out to Bird or Weezy, whoever put you on there. I know you ain't find that shit by yourself, nigga.
They don't even know who this
is. I can't even imagine you riding around finding
this. Are you serious right now?
Yes. Shout out to Bird, my guy Weezy, man.
Bird and Weezy don't even know who this man is.
Shout out to them guys.
They don't
really
even know who this
niggas,
is. Man. They come to me for music, nigga. What the fuck? Man, shout out
guys, man.
This is a hard record. Shout out, he's a newcomer on Warner. Shout out to Warner Records. This is a newcomer. This is banging.
Yeah, I like this.
Yeah, the name ain't gonna get you no interviews.
Now that great, was he The Great Ape?
The Great Ape.
The Great DGA. Yeah, that ain't it, bro.
That ain't it.
No, I mean
he got to swap that on.
You can knock that whole thing off.
Bro,
you
if
can't
you get
just
a,
go by ape.
If you man, come on. Man, names
just go by
ape. Semantics. He can, but I mean,
names ain't semantics.
And the Grammy goes to
The Great Ape.
It'll never happen. Never.
You have other people.
Imagine
like,
just searching for that on Twitter. It was hard to find that on.
Cause he's fairly new though. That's what I'm saying. He's like really new.
Okay.
So
I need to know where the name came
shout
from.
Shout out to the whole East Point, man.
Shout out East Point.
Cause he's King Kong in his hood, nigga. That's where the name came from, is, man.
Kong ain't got shit on me.
Yes, I just know you ad-libbed that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's fire.
That's
what you hear that on?
It
was a podcast I was listening to.
Nah, that was on the 90s.
The
2000s.
CNN,
yeah. Yeah.
He was like, he told him, he just let him ride because he seen that look in his eye.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Which is amazing.
But this is a dope record. He got a new project coming soon, so y'all be on the lookout for it. The Great Eight.
We were talking about Training Day and Denzel for those people that are slow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Catch up.
All right, before we get out of here, question of the week. Let's talk Vlad TV, man. During an interview with Nick Cannon, Vlad revealed that Eric Holder, the man allegedly responsible for shooting Nipsey Hussle, reached out for an interview.
Mm.
Vlad advised that he turned the interview down, which was also included a request to pay off his bond, by the way. Would you have wanted to hear Eric Holder's side of the story?
Yes. And the reason that I say that is when a cancel culture now, and not to excuse him in the slightest, but just to be able to hear people's thought process to maybe try to avoid it and happening in the future. Maybe to be able to strike a conversation in other people as to where this can be avoided, and you don't get to that place where you feel like you got to kill a nigga for that, especially a nigga like Nipsey Hussle. So yeah, I would like to hear the conversation, but I don't give Vlad no motherfucking props for now turning this. Now this the nigga that you turned down. Get the fuck out of here. Nigga, you just didn't want to pay his bill.
Yeah, clearly.
Get the fuck out. I don't give Vlad no roses for this.
To be fair, he revealed that information that he asked about the bond and the bail. Yeah, Vlad said that. If he hadn't said that, we wouldn't have known. That's what I'm saying.
He also revealed the information. Oh, I could have did this, but I got integrity, guys. No, you don't. Like, this don't make it any fucking better that you had the guy that shot Bankroll and all them other people that you be manipulating on your platform. So, nah, I ain't giving him no flowers for turning this one down.
Yeah, I ain't understand why he would accept Bankrolls, but not this. I thought that was interesting. That didn't really make sense.
That guy was claiming self-defense.
True. I mean, still, the fact of the matter is...
Plug, is that his name?
Yeah. He was responsible for... taking somebody that was very popular.
Yeah.
So I just thought that was interesting. Now, would I have wanted to hear Eric Holder's side of the story? A part of me says yes, because hearing from, you ever watch like those little documentaries where like the serial killers have their like deposition?
Yeah.
Audit. I'm just telling you,
that's what my Netflix, is about.
Please cut this nigga a check.
They already sent it. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Appreciate you.
That's interesting in itself. And if that's what the show is about, I might fuck around and watch this shit. But that's interesting. There's a little bit of intrigue because I'm interested in how the human mind works. So part of me would say yes, but then also part of me would just flash back to when Orlando Anderson did Larry King, and he was lying his ass off the whole time with a smirk on his face about the Pac shit. So I don't want to see that. So I'm good.
Larry King ain't well versed in
That might not have been Larry King either. My bad. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just gonna say he's the best interviewer ever, but I feel like Vlad is more versed in dealing with shit like this, right? Because he does salacious ass, nasty ass interview, so it's gonna be right in his lane.
It was a CNN Larry joint. King, I don't know if it was Larry King. Yeah. I can't remember, but I know he did an interview and said he didn't do it, and he just had this kind of smirk look on his face. It was real kind of whack.
Nasty. Yeah, I don't want to see it at all. I don't care about anything he has to say. We know it's him. He's not going to give us any new information. Like you said, he's going to give us just what he wants to give us. He's not going to get on TV and say, I killed him for this reason.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't want to hear anything he has to say at all. You know, if
you wanted him to.
Yeah.
Would you have been mad if he would have took it? If you logged on YouTube tomorrow and it was Vlad talking to Eric Holder, would you be mad at Vlad for accepting it?
First of all, Vlad was also smart because he probably would have been hurt if he would have done this.
Yes, another reason.
There's another reason he didn't do it.
Where is Vlad at? Is he in L.A.?
Yeah, he's in L.A.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay. Is L.A. or New York? I'm not sure.
But what was the question?
Would you be mad at him if he did that?
I mean, it's Vlad. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't feel away. I would just say it's distasteful.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what he's known for.
Yeah. Would you be mad if he'd have done it, though? Would you have blamed him for doing it? Be like, man, why the fuck would you take that? Yeah.
I would have credited to his profile what he usually does. Like, it wouldn't have surprised me at all if this had just came out.
If you're crediting it to his profile if he did it, then that means if he doesn't do it, then you have to give him some credit for that, too.
But the reason why he didn't do it and then coming out and saying, I don't do it, just don't do it. You ain't got to let me know. You ain't got to say he wanted me to pay his bond. Just don't do it. If it offended you that much, then just don't do it. But don't come out and tell me that you had the opportunity to do it, but you didn't, because people give you a hard time all the time about the bullshit you do anyway. I ain't shooting you no bail, nigga.
I mean, it came out in conversation, but it ain't like he did a press conference. But I understand what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
He didn't do like a whole like IG live talking about who he just turned down.
Adam 22 did, though. Throw it back to him. That goes to him, too.
All right, man. On Decker of the Week, we're going to YouTube for this. Shout out to Perp Minded. He commented, or he or she, I'm not sure, I don't know, commented on episode, the Port of Miami review. And they said, because we talked about some recommended TV shows at the end.
Right, love TV.
They recommended, quote, watching The Leftovers on HBO. That's my favorite show of all time. And in my opinion, the best HBO series. Time. It's only 28 episodes. So I've heard very good things about Leftovers. I've seen the first episode. I actually went to a premiere down here for the first episode, and it didn't really do nothing for me.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I'm kind of important. A little bit of a big deal, people.
It might be big. I don't know about the deal.
But it didn't do nothing for me, so I kept it moving, but I may check it out. 28 episodes, I'm fly through
that. First episode was some slow.
Yeah, that first episode,
you hear me? Best HBO series ever.
That's big.
Very lauded title.
That's big. Smart minded.
Talking about The Wire
and Sopranos.
Sopranos, Entourage.
How to Make It in America.
Oz.
Make It in America. I ain't watch Oz though.
Me neither.
I heard that was too rough to watch.
Doing too much.
Oz was fantastic.
I'm 1,000,000% against male rape scenes. Not watching.
Well, you watched Snowfall.
Yeah, I was almost out of there. I swear to God, you remember that?
You'd have missed Heat Rock.
I almost stopped watching it after that episode.
Oh, wow.
Dude. Yeah, that's it. Ain't
that's,
that deep?
That's
pause.
Robot has the worst pause. Scene. Mr. Yeah, Robot has pause. The worst. Seen like it ever. If y'all ever.
Oh, Mr. Robot?
I'm good.
Oh, I stopped watching that. Like,
You did well. Fam, dad, fam, this will ruin
they
you.
They show that on FX?
Yeah, that's what
USA.
Pissed me off.
That's USA.
Oh, USA, you're right. Yeah,
it was fam.
Yeah, that show not good.
People love Mr. Robot.
I'm good. What new music we got, sir? Anything to look forward to this week?
Let me start out with last week because we had a gang of things come out last week. As we discussed, the aforementioned Jeezy album came out. You're a big hater today, man. Broke up on that wrong side of the bed.
Especially today.
Your wife didn't cook it like you wanted
to. ran out of Beyond Chicken.
This Beyond Meat is not frozen, unfrozen. Jeezy came out, we just talked about that. Rhapsody came out, my favorite of the week. St. John came out. Landstrip Chip came out. Jadenna came out with the record, with the album. Brockhampton came out.
Brockhampton, that's a good name right there.
Yeah, Vic Mensa, 93 Punks came out. Missy Elliott came out. So a lot of things came out this past week. And this week is not so much for what I know right now. This could change because people are not announcing albums like they used to these days.
Absolutely not.
So what I have scheduled is Common, Let Love, coming out. I have... Y'all got to stop disrespecting legends.
Unless Ye is behind the boards, I'm good.
Oh, that B.I. was fantastic.
Nobody listening to that.
Yeah, let's let it be known the legend disrespect is coming from the other side of this table. Okay,
I'm
so
own,
Common. Kevin Gates is supposed to come out with I'm Him.
Gates? Oh, okay.
Joel Ortiz with Monday.
Wow.
And if you're into, TDE has a project coming out. It's not really rap, but it's something I definitely want to hear. It's Sir Chasing Summer. Sir is fire.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to
it. So that is what we have coming up. We have a lot of rumors coming up this week or next week. Big Sean may be coming out this week or next week. He just dropped a new.
Aubrey.
Well, yeah, we'll get to that. But Big Sean, that's not next week.
Yep.
Like I said, Big Sean, he just dropped a record with ASAP Ferg. He just came out. Pusha just put a new single out as well. And I think Earth Gang is coming out 1st of September as well. But we'll see. Those are all rumors. But right now, it's what we have.
The Big Sean Ferg song, some slow.
No, I like that joint.
Yeah,
I was fresh off J Hope saying he was the best rapper alive, so I kind of went into it hastily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It sounded like yoga music to me.
Shout out to Mr. Taylor who said that Big Sean is better than J Cole.
Whoop. Also, Netflix. Y'all be on the lookout. What's the joint? What's my man? Travis Scott. His documentary comes out.
Yeah.
It's out today if you're listening on a Wednesday. Yeah. It is out today. Look, Mom, I Can Fly. It actually looks kind of dope, though.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with it.
Best thing on Netflix right now is where that Dave Chappelle stand up. Shout out to Dave Chappelle.
Did y'all ever watch Sticks and Stones? Godfather?
Not yet. I heard it was fire.
Incredible. Was incredible documentary. Every black person should watch that. Every person in general, fuck that, should watch that.
What you got on deck for the weekend? You watching that?
FSP Fantasy Draft.
Holiday weekend.
Live and direct holiday weekend, man. I'm planning on pulling up for that.
Absolutely. Count me in as well. FSP Fantasy Draft. I'm picking 11th. That's horse shit.
I got the worst pick.
What you
11th is good.
Yeah, 11th is good.
Is the worst.
Oh, 7th is trash.
You're on the top worst pick. At the end, you're good.
Seven. In the middle is 7 or 8, the worst pick you can have in
a 12-man league. That's some slaw.
Slaw.
Yeah, so be prepared to lose.
A little bit ass league.
What you got on deck, man?
I have a wedding. My cousin is getting married this weekend. Shout out to Kyra. And so Kyra and Gabe, shout out to them. Going to the wedding, going to turn all the way up at the St. Regis in Buckhead. And then I'm headed to New Orleans for the rest of my Labor Day weekend.
I can respect that. I still ain't been to New Orleans.
I've never been to New Orleans either.
You've never been to New Orleans?
Nah, I ain't been to the Big Easy yet, dog.
Wow.
If we got podcast, if we got on deckers out there in New Orleans, invite us now, man. We'll do a live podcast.
I'll definitely pull up, man.
Oh, yeah. You talking about good food? Oh, my God. I can't wait to eat when I get to New Orleans.
Easy food.
Oh, I forgot.
How you live such a terrible life.
Puff up past that shit. Man, y'all holler at us. Do me a favor, man. Go check out our Patreon account, patreon.com/realville. The link is in the show notes. We've got extra content there.
Yeah.
Very, very soon you will see additional content from other shows on the network. So hey, stay tuned for that. iTunes, rate, subscribe, and comment. We appreciate that.
Yeah, sir. Patreon.
Support we have the real with two E's. We appreciate everything, everybody that does that. We out.
Well, let's get it.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.